WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
In looking at charts of the upper atmosphere, we talk about the flow of air through troughs and ridges. Usually, troughs are associated with cool environments, and ridges are associated with warm environments. But one of the most telling aspects to forecasting troughs is to examine their shape. Their orientation can help to determine whether a storm system will strengthen, weaken, or remain unchanged. There are three types of tilts: a positive tilt, a negative tilt, and, yeah, you guessed it, a neutral tilt. Just like on a graph, a line with a positive slope is one that is oriented from the lower left of the point of origin to the upper right. Thus, a positively tilted trough is one that is oriented from the southwest to the northeast. A neutral trough is oriented north to south, and a negatively tilted trough points from the northwest to the southeast. A negatively tilted trough is one which is the most recognized and has the most importance. The way this is positioned will allow a storm to grow and strengthen. Colder air will have the ability to lay on top of the warmer, more humid air that the storm is feeding from at the surface. With cold air aloft and warmer air closer to the ground, instability is created, allowing for convection and a strengthening of a storm system. The opposite is true for a positively tilted trough. Since colder air is not directly on top of the warmer air, there is very little, if any, instability. However, a positively tilted trough can swing around and become negative with enough momentum from winds in the upper atmosphere. There are many other factors that go into the genesis as well as the dissolution of storms, but just the simple shape of a trough can shape the future of a large-scale event. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.